This week we released a dashboard out of the, it's a partnership between the University of Michigan and the state called My Start Map. And the address is mystartmap.info. And so the good news is two parts. One is that, you know, this is exciting because people can kind of come to the website and see what the disease rates are in particular areas on days that I don't update you on the phone. And so that's I think going to be a useful tool as people try to understand their communities. But the other thing is something that's on the website is that, you know, this week, a lot of areas dipped down into lower numbers than they've been for a long time. And so I'm super excited about some kind of promising low levels that I'm seeing emerging in a bunch of different areas of the state that I've been watching closely.
What's the bad news here?
The bad news is you still got to keep a close eye on what we call congregate facilities. So nursing homes, jails, stuff like that, places where people kind of gather all together. The other thing is, you know, there's a lot of bad news elsewhere in the country. And so what we're seeing is a lot of states outside of Michigan are starting to experience what Michigan just went through. And so, you know, people aren't really traveling a whole lot. So I wouldn't expect that to affect us here a whole lot, but it is just sort of heartbreaking to watch this process continue in more and more places.
Yeah. What is the kind of current case trajectory?
So things are trending down everywhere, or at the very least, they've plateaued with some early indicators that they might be coming down. So this is for Michigan. Things are either stable or downward everywhere.
What should we be watching this coming week?
Well, like I've said in the past, it takes about 2 weeks to see if we've had an impact of a major change. And for a number of people, this weekend was a major change, this past weekend that we just had. So more tourism coming to northern Michigan, more people out and about and doing things. And so what we want to watch for is to make sure that at the very least, things stay stable where we are right now, and then we don't start to creep back up. So we want to see, that would kind of be a sign that we're learning how to do this and how to re-engage in a way that keeps things as safe as possible. And we're able to kind of take these steps while continuing to keep the disease nice and low.
Have a great rest of your day. Thanks again for talking to us.
Thank you. Have a good one.